1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
All right, I will just say, bud, and Mr. Holster's out there, right?
Yeah, I'll go.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and our number is 1-800-449-8686. And if you will just indulge me, perhaps this could be educational. Kyle Holster is going to return into the studio. How you doing, Kyle?
Very good, Phil.
Kyle Holster is a chiropractor. And let me just tell you, Kyle, what's going on. Are you a doctor of chiropractic?
I went to the Glendale College, yeah.
The Glendale College of Chiropractic?
Yes.
I have a pain in my neck. When I turn my head to the left, it's like a sharp dagger into my neck.
All right. I want to do a manipulation, but it'll take... We can do a manipulation. We can also do some applied kinesiology. It all depends on what you'd like to do.
Okay.
But what I most propose to you right now is that we try and put the bone back into place. Because what's going on, there is a vertebrae that's out in your neck that is pinching a nerve.
That's what it feels like to me.
So let's do this.
All right.
If I can move you out of the chair.
Put on this remote.
All right, I'm gonna put on a wireless microphone here for a minute. So hold on, folks.
Can you just get the thing?
Yeah. Just put it right. Just get your fingers out of my nose, will you, bud?
Sorry.
Why do you have your fingers in my nose?
I'm just trying to get...
Don't put your finger up my nose. Just put the mic... Sorry, Kyle.
It's all right.
All right, I got it on. Now, what are we going to do?
This is a form of applied kinesiology that I developed shortly after my graduation and my practice in Glendale and in Pasadena. We use this, and I'm using the force of my own body to realign the vertebrae in your neck and in the lower back, which most neck problems originate in the lower back.
All right, because every time I turn my head this way.
All right, I see that. Now, let me get you on the floor.
I'm laying flat on the floor?
Flat on the floor, right. And I'm going to straddle over you. I'm just going to get on my knees here.
All right.
And I'm going to lower my body down. Now, don't... I know it looks a little inappropriate.
It's kind of weird. So you're straddling me, I mean, you got both legs across my face.
Right.
Now, this is... What's Newman laughing at?
Well, it's very unconventional.
Yes, it is. But the pain's in my neck. You're down around my knees.
Remember what I said about the lower back, because most neck problems, Phil, start in the lower back. So I'm going to work on the lower back. Now, I'm going to put a pillow on. Can you get the pillow there, Bud?
Yeah, right here.
Bud's going to slide a pillow under your head so that your face is almost right up against...
All right.
It's right up against my bum. You know, it's not... I know.
My nose is almost right...
Right. That's it.
Okay. Get your nose right up in there. Get him. That's your chiropractor, huh, bud?
I didn't know the guy did that.
That's the same guy that did it the last time. Get your nose right up in there. Man. I still got a pain in the neck, and now the place smells like broccoli. That's been sifted through a freaking treatment plant. God!
I didn't know!
Next time I see that name, Kyle Holster, on the guest list, he's getting stopped at the door downstairs. As a matter of fact, I think I'll tell Howard to shoot to kill, and you know he will. You know he will. Oh, man, this hurts, dude. Well, I know I can give myself kind of a shoulder massage, which, yeah, I know with you, bud, it's sexual. It's pretty rough. And we've been working very hard on the TV show. We were doing our second episode last night. I saw a lot of our listeners there at the Sony Studios in Culver City. And I got to tell you, I reading these scripts are very funny. And the show is beginning to come together beautifully. It's always been coming together beautifully. It's a show about teachers in a high school in New Jersey and really the problems that they encounter as teachers, as well as the relationships that they have both on and off the job. And we're talking about issues like getting kids ready for SATs, getting kids ready for tests, how to teach a class, how to relate to kids. Do you give them big timelines out of textbooks? Do you try to personalize the message? It's all very interesting, and I think it's all really, really funny with actors like Kalik Rocha and Matt Winston and Sarah Shahi and Justin Bartha and Sarah Alexander, and a lot of nice people we saw last night there at the taping. Mark Newman and his wife Emily were there, my producer, and we also saw Sarah's buddy, Peter Serafinowicz, the guy that came in and did the Alan Alda impression, which he just did an audition. Good job, Peter. He did an audition for a show in which he plays Alan Alda auditioning for the part of Princess Leia in Star Wars. Man, that's just, that's genius. Alan Alda auditioning to be Princess Leia in Star Wars. Good job, Peter. And so we worked till about midnight last night, and then we got up this morning, did a table read over there, and back at it. I got to tell you, it's a lot of fun for me, and everybody, you should always do in your life the jobs that you enjoy, and no matter how long they last. And this is only a six-week thing. It might go longer. It might not. But I'm trying to enjoy every minute of it, and we hopefully you guys will tune it in. And you can always come and see the show if you'd like. You go to our website. We've got a banner there, and it takes you over to a place called... Is it called Audiences Unlimited, I think? And, or Tickets Unlimited, something like that. And if you're in the Los Angeles area, anywhere in the Los Angeles area, if you'd like, say you're 100 miles away, even maybe 300 miles away, and you want to chop her in for the night, Audiences Unlimited is the name of it. You can go over to their website and get tickets for that show and a lot of different shows. It's a fun experience. And the dude that works the warm-up, Robert, what's Robert's last name? I feel like a scumbag. I didn't get his last, because that guy is great. You know how they do that audience warm-up at these shows? This guy works his ass off, and I'm telling you, he keeps the audience entertained with jokes. They sing. They do shtick. They're doing phone out. They're doing phone bits. They're doing Robert Koch. Guy is great. He is outstanding. Not only that, have you heard that guy sing? Did he sing last night? What a set of pipes. And I'm telling you, like 4 solid hours. You know, it's one thing for a comic to work a long set. It's another thing for a guy to work 4 hours clean, where you got people in the audience. And I was talking to Peter, and you know, he's from Britain. I said, well, what's it like in England? He goes, oh, the guys that do the warm up in the shows in England, they're filthy. Because after about 20 minutes, the guys run out of material, so he's got to start going to, you know, like anal jokes. And there's kids in the audience. And I said to him, really? That's fantastic. And I shook his hand. I said, thank you very much for that. Anyway, a lot of fun. Now, on our show, so we're back here doing the radio show. The only reason why on any given night, or actually maybe one night a week, I won't be here is because we're shooting the show and that goes into the evening. And the day starts at about 10 in the morning, but you're not getting out of there until midnight. You take like an hour break for dinner and this kind of thing, and you're back working. So tomorrow we're back on a new episode, and we read it today. It's a riot. Our number here on the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We want to thank our guests, Robert Greene and Jay Santos. Now, we are going to do an all-request show for President's Day. So you will enjoy that. On President's Day, we'll be taking requests. And that is coming up on Monday, right, Mark? On the 20th, excuse me. Coming up on the 20th. And I want to tell everybody in the L.A. area that on the 7th, which is this Sunday, if I'm not mistaken, it's, of course, Super Bowl Sunday, I'll be on the air along with Steve Hartman, Vic the Brick, all the guys from Extra Sports here in Los Angeles. We'll be out at the Ontario Mills Mall, and we will be doing a special pre-Super Bowl show. And it's going to be a gas. We're going to have everybody from the station sitting around, throwing back a few pints of suds. I don't know if they're going to allow that, but they better. And we'll be talking about the ball game. We'll just, you know, we'll be talking cooking and fashion. Just, hey, welcome to Extra Sports. Super Bowl Sunday. All right, let's talk about that Halston original you got on, Vic. The String of Pearls? Yeah! You know, so we'll talk fashion, but only real butch. All right, coming down the runway right now, look at that pair of slacks! So that's noon to three. Check that. It'll be great. It'll be better than anything they're doing on TV. That's a guarantee. I mean, the only thing we can't do on radio that they got on TV is do the whole John Facenda. In 1967, Bart Starr, you know, and you can't show the clips from the season. And, of course, you won't be thrilled by Terry Bradshaw's witty repartee and that insightful commentary of Dan Marino and the rest of them guys. But if you just want to hear people giving you a real look at the game, what to expect, how's it going to smell, how's it going to taste, and who's going to win, And you want to hear it from the standpoint of people who are frustrated by the gobbledygook and the balderdash that is just coming out of our television set like so much effluent from the john of an airliner. Well, and by God, listen to Extra Sports here in Los Angeles. And I, please, my other affiliates, forgive me, but it's a little special thing we're doing. On Sunday at noon, preceding the Super Bowl game, noon Western, Super Bowl starts at 3 o'clock, Seahawks and Steelers. And I don't know anybody that wants Seattle to win. I don't know one human being on the face of this earth. There's not even an Aborigine. There isn't a guy running around in a loincloth looking for a lion that wants the Seahawks. There's not one cat out there that wants the Seattle Seahawks. And why is that? Because the whole thing is just bad, man. The whole Seattle experience, just, oh, why did we ever expand to that city? And the Steelers are the Super Bowl, which, by the way, I got my top 30 highlight films of the, oh, God, is that great. My kids got me the 1 through 30 Super Bowl on DVD. It's not only the highlights of the Super Bowl, it's highlights of the season leading up. And it also has some of that really early, corny Tom Brookshire, Pat Summerall commentary. The Century Division of the National Football League looked to be quite a... But I'll tell you one thing that it does have that you don't hear anymore. First of all, it's John Facenda doing all of that great narration. But the writing. The writing. I mean, in other words, it was poetic. It's hard to tell people in Baltimore that this was the year the game won. And the whole thing about the offensive lineman sitting in the trench like a warrior waiting for the last assault as dawn breaks and a broccoli fart wafts across the, you know, it's just, it's so beautiful. So that's a groovy thing. All right, our flashback is coming up. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
It's time now for our flashback, which is by request. It comes from Justin in Long Beach, California. And, of course, you can request a flashback from the Phil Hendry Show by just sending us an email at phs@philhendryshow.com. And if you have a particular segment of the show, a bit that you heard, you want to hear again, we play requests, baby. It's the only talk show in the history of the world that takes requests. Dig that. Or is this a talk show, or is this something else? I don't know. I don't care. Hey, Phil, could you play a flashback for me of Steve Bozell when he was suing everyone because, quote, a ball player or Bernie Mac cut him off on the freeway by the Staples Center? Apparently, Steve was cut off by a guy in a Rolls Royce, and he thought it could only be one of two people, an L.A. Laker or Bernie Mac. The only two cats that drive Rolls Royces in L.A. Here it is, Justin. Steve Bozell.
Yeah, I wanted to direct my comments to the gentleman filing the lawsuit that is frivolous and offensive to black Americans as myself. First of all, obviously, if somebody's window is tinted, you can't tell what color they were, because if you could, you would know that the man was white. And for you to assume that all people with nice cars that are black are ball players is another insult.
Well, no, ma'am. I said a Rolls Royce, ma'am. I didn't say...
It doesn't matter. It's a nice luxury car, and you're assuming because he's driving it and he's black, that he must be an athlete. What, black people are more than athletes.
Wouldn't that be a compliment
not a compliment to me to say that the only thing that I can do is be an athlete in order to drive a nice car.
What I'm saying is...
As far as I'm concerned, is your wife, you need to be laughed at for just being that ignorant in 2004.
Ma'am, you don't understand.
You deserve to be laughed at.
I'm saying that I made the assumption that a black man was driving a Rolls Royce.
Accountability for your assumption to say I made an assumption. Now that I think about it in retrospect, my assumption is foolish. And you know what? My mistake.
Okay, what kind of car do you drive, ma'am?
I drive a Honda Accord.
Okay,
and
so you don't...
And I have a window.
You don't play ball.
No, I do not play ball.
All right, Mr. Bozell, you made the comment to the police officer, the L.A. County Sheriff who took the report. He's either a Laker or a comedian. Didn't you say that?
I thought it was... Yes, I thought it might have been Sinbad or...
He was a college professor who is white. And obviously, because somebody's windows are tinted, the whole point of tint is so that you can't see the person inside of the car.
Well, the comment here, Patricia, Mr. Bozell, to the police officer was, the quote you said was, I thought it was either an L.A. Laker or Bernie Mac.
Yes, sir. That's right. Bernie Mac.
You know what? You have issues with prejudice.
Ma'am, I am not... I have black people in my employ.
What you just did is called profiling. Do you realize that?
I'm sorry, I don't... No, no. Profiling, you do that to Arabs. No, Arabs are the ones that get profiled. I did not profile an Arab.
You did. You profiled based on the way the car looked and because of the tint that it must be an L.A. Laker, which is just asinine, you know, to even assume something like that.
I was making the assumption, seeing a beautiful Rolls Royce Phantom.
Right.
I would think that
assumption.
It was a, I think
assumption.
It was a compliment.
That's the key word right here.
A compliment to black people that I would know
it's
a black
not
person.
A compliment to black people to assume that because he has a nice car, he's an athlete, and he ran you off the road and endangered you.
No,
and
ma'am. I said I thought it was either a Laker or Bernie Mac, is what I said.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, you were obviously wrong, so why don't you take accountability for being wrong and laugh at the situation and laugh at yourself and learn from it instead of suing your wife? If I was your wife, I'd just divorce you for being ignorant.
Ma'am, do you, and I have to ask you this at this time, and you don't have to answer me, but do you have hubcaps that twirl around or any of that?
No, I do not. I think they're tacky.
See what you're doing, Steve.
I guess you probably assume because I'm black that I would like rims. They're called rims, not hubcaps.
Well, okay, I'm not familiar with that, with the culture, but I will say that I
think
it's
okay,
culture. Rims is culture right. More than just black people. You realize that.
Yeah, there's a lot
black
of kids
people
that
buy rims.
Yeah.
Everybody buy rims.
My son's got the twirly rims and the fluorescent stripping under the car.
Are you black, sir?
No, I am not, sir. All right, Patricia.
I would say to you, Patricia, that I think it is a compliment if you have an abnormally colored car, such as key lime or shimmery purple, to assume that it may be Bernie Mac or a black man. So,
all right, look, Patricia, thank you for your call.
Does your car, ma'am?
Yes.
Does your car bounce up and down or anything like that?
Key lime, was he saying? All right. Anyway, that's our flashback. That's Steve Bozell, who got cut off by that Rolls Royce. He thought it had to be Bernie Mac, Sinbad, or a Laker, the only people to drive Rolls Royces that are lime-colored in the city of Los Angeles. That's our flashback by request. Again, our email address, phs@philhenryshow.com. I don't want to forget to mention the souvenir shop on our website, www.philhenryshow.com. Really the best place to go to get all of the information on what's happening on the Phil Henry Show, best place to go to know what's, you know, get updates, to get all of the shows that are archived, to get all of the bits that are archived, to get everything that's going on. Get all the news about the TV show. We've got a show log. We've got Chris Norton's Babe of the Week. This week, Chris Norton's Babe of the Week is Kristen Chenoweth. Man, she is so hot, there's something wrong. Because she's beautiful. And yet, from the waist down, it's almost Biafran. Now, what am I supposed to... Is that okay? I'll have to call Chris. Now, you're a very beautiful lady, Miss...
Kenilworth.
It ain't Kenilworth. Now, also, we want to mention on our website is a souvenir shop, and right now we've got something great. We've got a lot of stuff that's great, but we're featuring the Bobby Dooley Deo Spa Tank Top. Now, there's a lot of things in our souvenir shop that are guy-friendly. We've got the Teds of Beverly Hills shot glasses, the Teds of Beverly Hills coasters, and the ball caps, and we got our barbecue kit. But you got to check out the Bobby Dooley official Deo Spa Tank Top. It has right there on the bottom of it, rich, waxed, and relaxed. What could be better? If you're a woman and you're rich and you're waxed and relaxed, well, you got it all over all the other ladies. Just put on that Bobby Dooley Deo Spa t-shirt, and you've probably spent an afternoon at Bobby Dooley's Deo Spa. Now you'll have the tank to prove it. Top quality, 100% ring-spun cotton tank in luscious hot pink. Dig it. And guys, in case you ain't getting the message yet, in case you're a little bit of, you're kind of thick between the ears, in case you just got a little excess fat there under the skull, how about that for Valentine's Day? It's only, it's $19. And it's a good quality shirt. This is the thing I want to tell you. 100% ring spun cotton. I got no idea what that's about.
Well, it was picked.
It was what?
Picked.
What do you mean it was picked?
If it's quality, it's hand picked.
Okay. So it's from hand-picked cotton. The Bobby Dooley Deo Spa, it was picked. Bobby Dooley Deo Spa t-shirt in hot pink, baby. Get it now. Get it at the Phil Henry Show souvenir shop. I think it's a cool thing for Valentine's Day. Also, I think this would be kind of nice. The Spa at Western Estates Terry Velour robe. It's also a Bobby Dooley special. Something for the lady on Valentine's Day. You know, women dig the robe thing. And they like to put it on after they've had their facial or the massage or whatever. They've lit candles and, you know. So get her that after she takes her bubble bath. That kind of a deal. Just go to our website, www.philhenryshow.com.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
You know what I hate most about the movie Brokeback Mountain? Not that the movie's out. It's that it, quote, brings up the debate about homosexuality, end quote. Forget it. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm just, you know, every day I go to work, either here or at Sony, and I'm around gay people. Every day you go to work, you're around gay people. Whether you know it or not, you are. And I got no problem. In fact, the guys that work in wardrobe on the TV show, gay, they're taking my pants off and putting them on every day. And it never even enters my mind. You got to have something wrong with you. I'm telling you right now, you got to have something wrong with you to worry about this. Why am I looking up at the TV and seeing a bunch of bull haircuts rioting? What's going on? Oh, no, that's Iran. Excuse me. Oh, it's the same freaking difference. Anyway, you got to have something wrong with you, man, to make this a preoccupation in your life, whether there's gays anywhere. I don't give a crap where. Boy Scouts, I don't care where. I say that because I need to segue from that topic into what I really wanted to talk about, which was a very nice wedding and a wedding reception I went to on Saturday night. Now, how can I do this? Oh, I know. You know, you got to have something wrong with you not to like gays. Anyway, on Saturday night, I was at Trey Parker's wedding reception. Well, I don't know how to segue from that into that, but I wanted to tell you guys because it was fun. Now, you know, Trey Parker's the guy, along with Matt Stone, who created South Park, Team America, South Park, uncut, uncensored, and unmitigated. And he got married last Thursday, and he got married in Hawaii. And I mention this because I find Trey to be a guy who's, if you believe him to be kind of the way the movies are, down to earth, funny, earthy, regular guy, that's exactly how I find him. That's exactly who he is. You know, when we went to the set, I brought my kids, and both of those guys spent time with the kids. They both walked with him, talked with him, shot the breeze with these guys. You know, I mean, it made their freaking life, man, that those guys would spend the time talking to them. And so he was nice enough to invite us. Matt apparently is, I say Matt as if I, you know, I'm good friends with him. Well, maybe someday. But anyway, Matt's in Australia, and maybe he's looking for a Chinese girl to marry. In any event, no, she wasn't. Trey married a Japanese girl. And I only point that out because it was very interesting. We got to the house, beautiful home. And you get down there, there's a lot of people walking around. I said, festive attire. And I said, I don't know what festive attire means to anybody else, but for me, it means a suit and tie. I mean, that's festive attire for me. So I got to know coat and tie. Thank God most people were dressed. And a lot of women had on the cocktail dresses. And I got into the house, and I noticed a lot of very pretty, small, and extremely deferential Asian women. I don't think I saw one male member of his in-laws anywhere, in the in-law family, anyway. And they were, it was everything right out of Central Casting. You know, how are you? Aha. Uh-huh. You know, they were bowing. And then Trey came out, he says, Phil, I want you to meet my wife. I said, how do you do, ma'am? You know, I said, and he told me her name, and naturally I've forgotten it.
Probably ends with an I.
Probably ends with an I. Yeah, that's right, bud.
Well, it's got to be Yamaguchi, you know.
Why don't you get... Go over there and get me one of them soy shakes.
You said you weren't drinking that fag stuff anymore.
Well, I'm drinking it now. Now go get me one. Anyway, he says, hey, it's my wife. I said, how do you know? He says, honey, this is the guy who does the funny voices on the radio. And she goes, oh, like that. And I said, I finally said, does she speak English? He goes, yeah, she does. But she understands it better than she speaks it. Because then later on, my wife... As we were talking, she said, well, I was talking to Trey's wife, and this is the first time in her life that Maria ever did an impression, and it was dead on. Now, my wife is not an impressionist, okay? She tells the odd joke, but she's really not a schtickmeister, but she goes, and then I was talking to Trey's wife, she said, you come to barbecue! I'm like, whoa, that's, So she's very, oh, you know, that's very nice to meet you, ma'am, you know, and I don't know what the hell. So I stood there. Now, he's standing there at the door as he's greeting people as they're coming in. And he's not doing anything. You know, he's wearing a kind of a work shirt and jeans. And the cat's just kicking, right? And anyway, the Japanese people were standing outside the door. And he was staring at him as if he's staring at lawn gnomes. Just, you know, it's great. I kept backing away. Well, maybe they're going to... And they're just a hustle. It was wild. These are... Aren't you? I wanted to say, aren't you related to them? Shouldn't you escort them in? But Trey's leaning against the door, like, oh, damn, no, that's all right. They're gonna take the empties out later. Anyway, want another beer? I said, well, that's the way to treat your in-laws, man, right off the bat. Here's how it works. Actually, I found out they got a little bit of money because I walk into the living room and I run into Weird Al Yankovic. And I only said, I know Al for years. We used to work together at Westwood One back in the day. So I knew him before he was famous, and I knew him after he was famous. And after he became famous, he was a little bit harder to get in touch with. That's kind of interesting. Anyway, so we're in the living room. I said, Al, how you been? He said, I said, look at that. In this case in the living room, because I'm into this stuff, is a mannequin. It's a 17th century Japanese mannequin. And on it is a suit of samurai armor. And Trey says to me, that was on a guy in a 17th century battle. I said, you're kidding me. He says, no, my wife's family collects that. That's an actual antiquity. And if you ever mention that I have this on the radio, I will send people to where you are, and I don't care where it is, and I'll slit your throat from ear to ear. I said, well, leave it to me, man. I won't say anything about it. And then gave us a little tour of the house. So I got out back, but it was very nice. Now, at one point in the evening, I noticed there were no ashtrays. I smoke the occasional cigarette, so I kind of wandered to the other side of this very, really nice swimming pool he's got. I lit up a smoke, and I'm smoking it. Well, Trey comes over with his father. He's a very nice guy from Colorado. Then he comes over with his uncle. And then a bunch of people start showing up, and these are all extended family, and his uncle is just this cat, and the guy, like, climbed right off a Harley. Man, I'll tell you, the first time I heard your program, man, it... And his dad is just down earth. Well, Mr. Parker, you must be very proud of your son. Oh, yeah, that's great. Yeah, it's fantastic. That's pretty nice digs, isn't it? Yeah, the guy's wearing, it's like everybody's dad. He's got the windbreaker on, you know, with the little Docker slacks, probably right off the rack. And he's got his bottle of Coors Light. Well, Mr. Parker, would you like maybe? No, I drink the Coors Light. I don't care. No, don't give me any of that gay stuff. No, ain't drinking none of that green-tinted fag stuff. No, just Coors Light for me. And we wind up the night standing around talking about raising kids. He said, well, you know, I want to have kids, but I don't know what kind of kids, you know, raising kids in Hollywood. I said, you know what you do? If you raise them to be students, you raise them to be scholars. Make sure they get the grades, man. If they give you any crap at all, in the words of my main man, Clint Eastwood, I got this gun, I got this badge, and I got the love of Jesus in my pretty green eyes. If they give you any crap at all, there'll be more drug-sniffing dogs, helicopters, radio cars that you've ever seen in your wildest hallucinations. No, you make them into students. But it was a very nice night, and I didn't want to tell you whose wedding reception it was. I was going to actually be coy, and I thought, what the hell? It wasn't really Trey Parker's. I don't want to tell you who, but I would...
Regis Philbin.
It was a lot of fun. All right. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Then the only other news I got to report to you, I think I already told you, Coach Jags is made offensive coordinator in Green Bay. Jagosinski now is the official offensive coordinator of the Green Bay Packers. You remember when we first met Coach Jags? It was up there in year 2003. We went up to see the Packers at Lambeau Field, and Jags was running the tight ends for the Packers. He moves down to Atlanta, takes the offensive line coach job. And now he's up back in Green Bay, and he's the offensive coordinator working for their new coach up there. Is it Mike Murphy? Mark Murphy? And next stop for him, head coach. And you know what that means for all of us? We'll have the special Phil Hendry Show luxury suite extravaganza wherever Jags is head coach. That'll be the name of the contest. So congratulations to you, man. And I sent him an email, and I said to him, good going, dude. By the way, nice move now that Stars retire. Or what's his name? Now that Favre's retiring, good move. You're the old coordinator. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, let's go to the phones. 1-800-449-8686. Hey, Jeff, how you been?
I'm doing really good, Mr. Hendry. I wanted to call up with kind of a technical question right now. You were just talking about Team America, the movie that, as you know, I was in that with you.
You were. You played the voice of intelligence.
Yes, sir, I did. And I kind of piggybacked my deal on yours when we signed on to do the movie. And my question for you is simply, what do you know about residuals? My understanding is the DVD is selling very well. And what do you know about residuals? And I'll hang up and turn my radio down.
Hello?
Yeah.
I'll hang up and I'll turn my radio down. Is that what he said?
Oh, yeah, he's
Jeff, if you're listening right now, it's a good question, and I know that you were in the film. You played the voice of intelligence, and I did the Chechenian terrorist. I've been getting residual checks on the DVD from Team America. They have been good checks. I wouldn't call them enormous. I understand that the DVD is doing record-breaking business, and I'm sure that in due time the business side of that will become very, very clear. All right? 1-800-449-8686 to Phil Hendry. What?
Baker.
Yes, Jeff.
Thank you for taking my call, Phil.
Don't hang up this time, man. You got another question?
Yes, I do have another question. You just said the DVD of World Police Team America is doing record-breaking business. Didn't I just hear that, sir?
Yes.
Okay. My question for you would be, if there's only 8 actors in the movie and they're making a lot of money and it's record-breaking, then how come I'm getting checks for like $300? And thank you very much, and I'll hang up.
What a jackass. Will you tell that guy to stay on the phone if he's going to call again?
Hey, listen. You gotta...
Who are you talking to?
Doubter.
Is he still on the line?
Yeah.
Well, put him back on, man. Hey.
Oh, yes, sir.
What are you asking me, man? Are you asking me?
Oh, I'm just trying to figure out how come the residual checks are not as fat as I would have, had. Sorry, I'm a little bit nervous. How come the residual checks are not as fat as I would have had believed? And I'll hang up and listen.
Wait a minute, don't. I don't know, man. I don't know how much a residual check is supposed to look. I don't know what it's supposed to be, okay? I mean, I can tell you this much. Maybe I'll call my agent. I'm sure that everything is on the up and up. I do not believe for one second that there is anything going on other than it takes time to do business. And remember one other thing about residual checks. And, you know, this is really boring. But for the people who are not in show business, what am I talking about residual checks for the sale of a freaking DVD? Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Jeff. You're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call.
Will you just ask me?
What are you talking about? I mean, first of all, okay, what do you mean the business will work itself out? I mean, the DVD's been out for over a year, and I was waiting back in June about the residual checks. And
what are you, auditioning for freaking Hoedown or something? Just say it. Don't sing it.
I'm not singing it.
Well, you've been smoking too much weed, dude, because everything's ending with an up inflection.
Whatever.
Hang up on this jackball, man, before he drives me out of my mind. I don't know anything about the residual checks. I'm sure everything is cool. You know, they pay those things out during the fiscal quarter, man. Every quarter they give you a check. I'll bet you it's going to kick in big time. I don't know how much bread we're making. I don't even know what kind of a deal I signed. I know I got bread for the doing a movie, and I know I got some kind of a residual thing, but I don't know how much for. And listen to that. I don't know how much it for. I do know one thing. You know, the studios, they take their piece. The producer's going to get their piece. I think everybody gets paid down the line. Isn't that how it happens? And then finally they get to the actors, and whatever's left, they throw it out in the ocean. We have to swim for it. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
L.A.'s top talk radio station is under fire from a Muslim group because of comments made earlier this month by Bill Handel. Now, this is a KFI radio in Los Angeles. The Council on American Islamic Relations has demanded an apology from Bill for making fun of a stampede that killed hundreds of Muslims during an annual pilgrimage. Now, Bill has said that he will apologize if the Council on American Islamic Relations, one, decries all acts of terrors, describes specifically, not generally, agrees that Israel is a sovereign nation with the right to defensible borders, and three, proves that the Council on American Islamic Relations has no ties of any sort, financially or otherwise, to any terror organizations. Now, that's cool. That's good. Good for you, Bill. And, of course, KFI Radio, you know, they got to do what they got to do. We don't condone making light of the deaths of people engaged in it. They made their usual bullcrap apology, but Handel ain't saying nothing. He ain't going to say nothing until the ragheads say, and excuse me for saying raghead, but in the case of the Council on American Islamic Relations, totally applies. Real scumbags. Real scumbags. In case you missed that, scumbags. These cats, man, they get out of here. Wearing their freaking bedsheets, man. Those guys believe in Muhammad like I do. In fact, I believe in him more. Muhammad Ali, That's my Muhammad. That's my prophet. You guys are talking about Muhammad Ali, right? You mean you're not? Well, then the hell with it. All right, so anyway, Handel said, forget I ain't apologizing. Yeah, well, yeah, okay, I'll apologize. If you guys want to start apologizing, that's great. That's great. I'll apologize for making fun of a bunch of ragheads getting trampled if you guys want to start laying out the apologies. And, man, I got a list for you. I totally support that. 150%. In fact, Handel, you're invited to our Super Bowl party on Sunday, but you're going to have to drink. All right. Super Bowl on Sunday. Pittsburgh and Seattle. I say the Steelers should win, but Seattle will probably wind up winning it with that Starbucks luck of theirs and that Hasselback, that hick. Oh, man. It'll be fun. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.